Your point was well taken before, Michael, about mixing the two. I've given people advice with some young people advice with, for example, 401ks and large corporations. And they want to, you know, you can pick lots of different funds if you're in a large corporation. You can pick, you know, highly, you know, risky things or, you know, just take your bank account kind of a thing. Right. And they incline to do the high risk kind of thing. And I always tell them, if you want to play the stock market, take some money and play the stock market. If you want to put money away for your future, just take the most conservative thing and it'll be there, you know.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing. You can't mix up the two ideas. That doesn't look like the rabbi's study.
Yeah. Switch venues.
Shalom aleichem, Rebbe.
How you doing? How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
Where is the Rav Sinit this evening?
Who's that?
The Rav this evening?
I'm still in a hotel on my way down. What was it? It's 535606. Okay, Erev Tov, good Erev Shabbos. Getting there. So let's
Erev Tov.
There are I'm going to look at two passages in the Meshech Chachma. One is very, very straightforward. That the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ki etem ovrim es hayarden levo lereshes es haaretz. You are crossing the Yarden to take over the land. Asher Hashem lekecha nosein lachem virishtem osa vishavtem ba. So the Meshech Chachma points out that the Ramban learns from this pasuk, Da'asa Ramban, the Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Va'asei. Right, that's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, whether the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, the Ramban's approach, or whether according to Rambam it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It doesn't mean that it's not incumbent upon us. It means it's not listed. For some reason, it isn't listed in the mitzvah. The Rambam has many reasons for not, for including or for excluding a mitzvah from the listing of the 613. So the Rambam, for some reason, doesn't include it. Some say because it is a global mitzvah. Some say it's because, in other words, it's a mitzvah that participates in the kiyum of every other mitzvah. So the Rambam certainly holds that it is a person should live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam quotes the halachos that give preference. Let's say if a woman, if one spouse wants to live in Eretz Yisrael and the other one doesn't, the Rambam quotes the Gemaras that gives preference to one who wants to live there. However, for some reason, he doesn't count it as a specific one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Some say because it is contingent on whether we can fulfill the mitzvot atliyos baretz, but the Ramban says just living in Israel is a mitzvah. And then he quotes one of the early svar, Bechidushav, Tomach al Maimash Dorish Rabbi Shimon, that he said, if that's the case, Neimanis Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Likonat Eretz Yisrael. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu, why was it so important for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sefer is quoting the Radam is Rav Dov Ber Meisels, but it appears in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he says that the Gemara raises the question, why was it so important to get to Eretz Yisrael? He needs to have the wonderful fruit of Eretz Yisrael and to be able to enjoy some of the physical pleasures of Eretz Yisrael. So the Elokach Omer Moshe, Harbe mitzvos nestavu Yisrael ve'ein miskaimim elabar Eretz Yisrael. So a kaneis la'aretz kidei sheyischayv kulon al yodi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the language here that he's quoting is not the way that we usually read it. We usually read it as saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to fulfill all Tariq mitzvahs. So he couldn't do that without being in Eretz Yisrael. That's not what the Medrash that he's quoting actually says. His Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to participate in being Mechayev. In other words, Moshe wanted to finish up the job of being the no saint HaTorah. So he was Mechayev all the Jews. He was ready to Mechayev all the Jews and all the mitzvahs of Mikdash, because he built the Mishkan. It's the only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did not finish up, they didn't complete, was he didn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So then the mitzvos HaTluyos V'aretz were still hanging there. He was not the one who was mechayiv us to keep Shemitah. He wasn't his efforts. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to finish up my job being the no sein atar, being mechayiv Jews and mitzvahs. However, Rav David Meisel, he says, what's the Gemara asking, Rav Simla? What's the Gemara asking? Why did Moshe want to go to Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean? There was a mitzvah of yeshivas, Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to make that mitzvah. Why did he have to go around about and say, well, he wanted to, why is it even a question? So this could be one of the sources for the Rambam, who puts less of an emphasis, who is less stress on the mitzvah simply of productively living and developing the land. But the Ramban, so how did the Ramban read this Gemara? How did the Ramban say that it's a mitzvah saseh? So then Rabbi Simloi's question seems to be unfounded. Umay maksha, hallo yeshiva, so it's all say batzva. So now the Meshech Chochma answers the question of Rav Dov Ber Meisel. The loy kosher midei, the lefi zeh, b'nei godum nei rubei, v'yikaimu mitzvah yeshiva, so it's Yisrael. So the Ramban says, well, when the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, when they wanted to stay in what we call Syria, what we call Jordan, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're doing the crime of the Miraglim all over again. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, you're not going to be Mekayim and Mitzvah? That means you and your children, the Olmeyad, the three Shvatim, are going to have 612 Mitzvahs. They're not going to fulfill Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu yell at them and say, are you willing to give up a mitzvah? One of the Targum mitzvahs, you're going to be 612ers. How could that be? So the Meshech Chochma says it must be that when B'nei God and B'nei Reuven established this as being Jewish land, it became part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The kimu gam be'eretz sichon va'og mitzvah zo shezeu ha'mori masha'omar v'rashtem esaretz v'shabtem bo, because if we go back to the Midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu there says you'll get rid of the Amori and you'll live. So we interpret that to mean the Amori, the indigenous nations of what we call the heartland. But the Torah can be referring to the Amori who are still part of Sichon, Melech Amori, maybe they're part of the group, that any area that where we take over to be Jewish land becomes a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I assume if it's not contiguous the land of Israel, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah Yishuv. Gemara says that the lands that David and Melech conquered do not seem to have the same level, I'm not sure, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So this is a very significant chiddush of the Meshech Chochma. The Mekein, Maduah, Yimosh, Mevakesh, look at now, Rav Simloi reads very, very well. Because Rav Simloi is saying, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekein, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because Sichon, and Og, once we took over their land, that became part of the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So I thought this repartee between the Svarim is very interesting. That at first glance, of Simloi's statement will be a very fine support for the Rambam and a big kasha to Rambam. And the Meshech Chochma, in order to reconcile the Ramban's position with Simloi's question, so he has to explain that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, once the land becomes Jewish land, so there's a mitzvah. So it could be, it's possible. And the Ramban says that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One is the land that was uniquely given to the Jewish people and has the sanctity and God's connection to it. The Ramban has in many, many places, most prominently the end of Achrimos, that the land of Israel is invested with a greater spirituality than the rest of the world. And the Ramban writes in Bechukosai that the land of Israel responds to the Jewish people. So it is so Ramban says that that's what gives the land of Israel the greater quality in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban may be expanding the idea to say that any time you have a land that's contiguous to the land of Israel and it is settled by Jews, so that does that pick up the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban says no. Ramban says that land did not become kodesh. Ramban says that a person who wants to be buried in the land that's mechaper averus, he better get buried. They shouldn't be buried in Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, right? However, so it doesn't pick up. And the raya is that when we bring the omer, we cannot bring it from the other side of the Yarden. However, the Ramban would say, but once it became a land that was uniquely Jewish, so then to set up a society which is governed by Torah, so that is part of the mitzvah Shiretz as well. As the Ramban writes, that setting up judges, this is next week's parasha, is part of the mitzvah Shiretz. So could be, he may say it. So that might be, the Ramban is a more expansive notion, but the and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu would have fulfilled the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and would have been mechayim us in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the other point that pops up out of this Meshech Chochma is to focus on the words Kedei Sheyischayvu, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to complete the job of Matan Torah. So it's one big chiddush of the Meshech Chochma. But in order to make the Gemara work well. But then there's another very interesting Meshech Chochma. We're not going to be able to do it through and through, but we'll just frame it. It's more of a Pesach word. Bar Torah says, V'hanavi tahu or chalema chalemahu, the Navi, or the person who has a chalom, and he is saying this is God's prophecy, but it's not God's prophecy. He is a Navi Sheker. He's not telling the truth. He diber surah al Hashem, because he spoke words that will take us away from Hashem. Who is Hashem? Hamotzi Eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'apodacham mi'beis avodim. So Meshech Chochma says, you have a very crisp formulation of two ideas. Hamotzi Eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. We normally say physical. And podacham mi'beis avodim is intellectual, spiritual, is more ruchni. We may physically be outside of the land of Egypt, but hapodachav, the base of Adim, is a culture, the Jewish culture, being slaves. So the Meshech Chochma says that this is reminiscent of a comment that the Vilna Gaon makes. The Gaon says, on the Pasuk of Yeshaya, because Baruch Hu complains, in Yeshaya Navi, because Baruch Hu complains, Vadua Basi, why have I come, ve'ein ish, and nobody's there for me? Korosi, why is it they called, Ve'ein oneh, and nobody is responding to me. Hakatzar katzra yodi mipidus, is it that I am unable to bring redemption? Ve'ein bikoach latzil, and if you think that I don't have the ability to save you, hein megarosi achuv yom, osim naharois v'nbor, tevashdik osam me'ein maimis somois matzom, look what I can do. I, with one try, I can dry up a sea and all of the different ramifications of having a dried sea. Okay? Madua bosi, why did I come ve'einish? There's no one there. Karasi, I called ve'ein oneh, and no one responds. The Vilna Gaon said, Madua bosi ve'einish, that is I think the mitzvah of Torah. Karasi ve'ein oneh, that's the mitzvah of tefillah. Ki tefillah hi begeder pidyon, v'Torah begeder hatzalah. The Jews have two ways of, in the broad sense, two ways of appealing to the Rabbonu Shel Olam for a Yeshua. One is tefillah and the other is Torah. But they work differently. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out. Tefillah is pidyon. Tefillah is a redemption. Tefillah is giving something and getting something, and giving something in order to redeem ourselves. And Torah saves us. Yesh lahasvir divarov, and we can explain this concept al pima de chazina. So we see the two different kinds of kedusha. Now, where is the Meshech Chacham going with this idea? He says tefila im teshuva utzdaka, amol Torah she chayi oylam dvukal nefesh biatzvo. Says they work differently. How do they work differently? Tefillah is I'm appealing to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and I'm asking him, and I have to come up with something for him. I have to give him tshuva. I have to give him tzedakah. I have to come up with a mitzvah that becomes redeeming. So the tefillah is the request that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts something from me, tshuva, tzedakah, and as a result frees me from. For any suffering. Aval Torah, Shechai Olam, but Torah, which is eternal life, Uduvuka El HaNefesh Ba'atzmo, and attached itself to the spirituality of the person, Gam Beheder HaChomer, so let's go back to this in a moment, so that it has a different way of saving a person. All right, so now he explains this further. The Meshech Chachma says you can understand this because there are two ways in which a Jew can confer Kedusha on an object. One, he can say, this animal goes to Beis HaMikdash. That means this animal is a korban. That means that this animal, which was a part of the regular flock, he was chol, had no sanctity. I can now give this animal sanctity, and the sanctity actually is instilled in the animal, becomes a korban. Or I could say, this animal I'm giving to Beta Kavais, I'm giving the base of Mikdash. They can do whatever they want. If they want to sell the animal and use the money for something, it's also okay. So in one case, I am conferring sanctity on the animal itself. In the other case, I am providing the Hekdash with a way of procuring some funds for Hekdash. I'm giving the animal, do what you want with it. If you want to sell the animal and use the funds, fine. So then that's two different ways of providing something to the to Beis HaMikdash. So this idea that we can attach sanctity to something that is comes to expression in the person by learning Torah. When I learn Torah, then I attach a greater, I elevate myself. I attach myself to sanctity. On the other hand, when I pray, when I daven, so then my davening becomes of great value. When I say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm providing something with my davening. I am giving you mitzvahs, I'm giving you tshuva. So it's just like when it comes to conferring kedusha on something. He says kedushas haguf. Now, one of the halacha that he's focusing in on is a detail. If I owe somebody money and he has a lien on my property, so, and I then sanctify my property to Beis HaMikdash, so if I confer on my property what we call Kedushas HaGuf, I take an animal and I say this animal is going to be a korban, so then he cannot collect from this animal because that is my kedusha has conferred itself on the object, no longer part of Hekdesh, even if I did it after I had created a death to Hekdesh. On the other hand, if I say to the Hekdesh, this animal is yours, you want to sell it, sell it. I'm only saying its value is kadosh, not the animal itself. That's kedusha zaguf. And if I have a lien on my property and I then create that this animal has value, which belongs to Hekdesh, so then the person can collect it, and then I have to make a different approach to Hekdesh. So he says, look, Kedushas Haguf is, this is the Meshech Chachma's understanding of the Vilna Gaon. Kedushas Haguf, im Mishubad, im Mushkan Adavar, Mafkiya Midei Shibud. It's so powerful, it removes it from any other lien, kedushas adamim, ein mafkiya midei shibud. So why is that? Because kedushas aguf is conferred on the object itself, different object, not part of my property. Kedushas adamim is still part of my property. L'chein tefila begeder chayesha. Tefila, the Gemara says, is temporal life, so to speak. And therefore, it's similar to kedushas hadamim, a nechal al etzem nefesh. However, when it comes to Torah, shechaye olam, so that is udavuk al hanefesh biatzmo. So then, mafkia midei shibud beloy pidya. He says that's what he means. Medua bosi ve'einish. The Bereshit is two things. He's a moitzi and he's a poldet. Motzi means that he conferred sanctity on the Jewish people, and as a result, the Shibud Mitzrayim was no longer significant. Hapoda means that he gave us the opportunities to do mitzvahs and to express kedusha, and therefore we sort of bought ourselves that he was poda. So going forward, the Vilna Gaon says, Madua Vasi Benish. Why is it that I provided you with Torah and I elevated you and Einish, and no one's taking this opportunity? Korasi, I called to you, I gave you the mitzvah of tefillah, Veino Neh, nobody's using my mitzvah of tefillah to request things from me. So these are two, so the Meshech Chochma was pointing out that with Yitzias Mitzrayim, the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam stresses that he is both the Motzi and the Poda is because what he's really saying is, I have elevated you individuals and given you tools in which you can elevate yourselves. And in addition, I have given you opportunities to do mitzvahs and to serve me and to create greater value of yourselves. So, Motzi Eschem is not what we usually think of. Motzi Eschem is physical, and Hapoda is spiritual. He's saying, no, two different parts of spiritual. One is the spiritual part that actually elevated the Jewish people, and the other is Hapoda, the opportunities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Okay, so the two, again, just to summarize the two ideas we did in the Meshech Chochma. The first idea was what's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Machlokes Rabban Rambam, and how we explain Rav Simloy's wondering why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. And again, the unusual phrase, he wanted to be b'chayev all of us. Second idea that we said is that an idea from the Vilna Gaon based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that we have two different ways of achieving various, having our prayers answered. One is to pray, and the other is to exercise the sanctity that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given the Jewish people. The davening is the tefillah, is has to come with tshuva and mas and talbim, and Torah elevates the Jew, and as a result, both of those can remove us from difficult situations. All right, any ha'aros?
Didn't we learn this part, this Navi, last Shabbos?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Didn't we learn this Navi last Shabbos?
It's from last week's Torah, yeah.
It's part of the Shabbat and Shabbat and Chemta. Yeah.
It's last week.
Yeah.
No, so I'm just not following what, in the Pasuk itself.
Yeah.
How does the first half and the second half fit together according to Vilna Gaon? First is talking about a Navi Sheker, and the second half says how we can be Podar Nefesh.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know if it relates to Navi Sheker. That's the Vilna Gaon made his comment on Yeshaya, and the Meshech Chochma is making the point that that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's emotzi, and that's the significance of being a Podar.
Okay.
But I don't, why did Meshe Chachma wait till now to do it and not make this comment, that I'm not sure. But I couldn't find an easy connection between that and Navi Sheker. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Erev Tov, good Erev Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbos, good Shabbos. Thank you.